This chapter is the foundation for your lesson towards spiritual enlightenment and higher consciousness, motivated by the revolutionary work of Dr. David Hawkins, as explained in his book, Power vs. Force. My goal is to introduce the concepts and methods that form the basis of this book, which seek to demystify the process of spiritual awakening, making it available to anyone willing to commit to the path. You'll learn about the misconceptions surrounding spiritual enlightenment, particularly the assumption that it needs a life of solitude or separation from the world. The upcoming paragraphs will challenge that notion, presenting another perspective that spiritual awakening can become part of your daily life. The techniques and practices introduced here, such as meditation, visualization, and energy work, are meant to enable you to climb through the levels of consciousness without needing to retreat from your responsibilities or environment. As you go through this chapter, you'll learn about the significance of the map of consciousness, a technique that categorizes the several levels of consciousness and gives a clear framework for monitoring your spiritual progress, Hawkins, 2014. This chapter will also introduce you to different ancient and modern spiritual practices, such as Kriya Yoga, Kabbalah, and the teachings of the Rosicrucian Order, among others. Such disciplines have been utilized for centuries to improve spiritual growth and will be discussed in detail as you progress through this book. By the end of this chapter, you will have a solid appreciation for the tools and practices accessible to you as you move toward higher consciousness. You'll start to see how these methods, when conducted with dedication and intention, can result in significant and rapid improvements in your spiritual development. Challenging the myth of solitude in spiritual growth. The assumption that rapid spiritual growth necessitates a life of isolation has been deeply etched in several spiritual practices. Monasteries, hermitages, and retreats have long been viewed as homes for those looking for enlightenment, where you might escape the distractions and demands of everyday life to concentrate entirely on the pursuit of higher consciousness. This notion is rooted in the idea that the material world, with its noise, obligations, and temptations, is a detriment to spiritual advancement. Many spiritual seekers believe that to really progress, they need to separate themselves from society, renounce worldly possessions, and live a life of solitude and simplicity. However, the truth is that the necessity of such an extreme approach is not real. While retreating from the world might have its advantages, it is not the only way to spiritual enlightenment. In fact, the notion that one must hide from society to grow spiritually is certainly seen as a limiting belief. This viewpoint overlooks the capacity for spiritual growth found within the norms of daily life. The true test of spiritual improvement is not in the absence of external problems, but in how you go about them with wisdom, compassion, and internal peace about that godly life, 2023. Techniques and methods, such as visualization and meditation, are designed to be integrated into your daily life, making spiritual growth available to everyone, irrespective of their circumstances. Whether you are a busy professional, a parent, or someone deeply involved in your community, such methods permit you to pursue spiritual enlightenment without giving up your responsibilities or relationships. By integrating practices such as meditation, mindfulness, and conscious living into your daily life, you can develop a higher state of consciousness while remaining engaged with the world around you.